1,600 migrants released in one New Mexico city over 10 days. By Bob Price on April 22, 2019. Officials in Las Cruces, New Mexico, reported on Monday that Border Patrol agents released nearly 1,600 migrants in their community over a 10-day period. The city was forced to spend about $75,000 for humanitarian assistance. Officials said that Border Patrol agents dropped off 105 asylum seekers on Saturday to a local high school. Agents dropped off another 56 on Sunday morning. KVABC 7 reported Monday morning. Border Patrol officials began releasing migrants apprehended in the El Paso sector on April 12, the El Paso ABC affiliate reported. The releases come as the sector reached the breaking point with thousands of Central American migrant families crossing the border illegally in West Texas and the New Mexico Bootheel. The city of Las Cruces responded by setting up a network of temporary shelters to house the asylum seekers while they attempt to arrange travel to other parts of the U.S., the Las Cruces Sun News reported. Nearly 1,200 were dropped off by Border Patrol agents during the first week alone. Mayor Ken Miyajishima told the local newspaper that most of the migrants move out quickly. He said, 75% are gone. He explained the city is providing resources to about 250 people at any given time. The mayor made arrangements with Santa Fe and Albuquerque to take the migrants on a rotating basis. It looks like they'll be taking some. We just need to figure out transportation, the mayor told the local newspaper. We could easily handle 200. But not 200 a day, the mayor explained. That's why I'm thinking if Santa Fe can do 150 to 200 every 3 days, I think it is more manageable. New Mexico Homeland Security Department officials told the El Paso television station they expect more asylum seekers to continue being dropped off in Las Cruces for several more weeks. In the meantime, county officials in neighboring Otero County declared a state of emergency and called on the New Mexico governor to redeploy the National Guard to so that Border Patrol agents can reopen interior checkpoints, the El Paso Times reported. In March, Border Patrol officials temporarily shut down the interior checkpoints where agents routinely find drugs and human cargo being smuggled to the nation's interior cities from the border region. In February, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham ordered the removal of most of her state's National Guard troops from border security assistance missions, Breitbart News reported. This action, combined with the ever-increasing surge of Central American migrants in the region, forced Border Patrol executives to shut down the checkpoints in order to move resources to the border for processing, caring for, and transporting the migrants. I reject the federal contention that there exists an overwhelming national security crisis at the southern border, along which are some of the safest communities in the country. However, I recognize and appreciate the legitimate concerns of residents and officials in southwestern New Mexico, particularly Hidalgo County, who have asked for our assistance, as migrants and asylum seekers continue to appear at their doorstep, the governor said. Otero County officials appear to disagree. The declaration of emergency passed the commissioner's court with a unanimous vote. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.